Okay, on the line now I have Councillor Anthony Lavin from Fingal County Council. Hello, good afternoon, Anthony. How are you?
Good afternoon, all, and listeners, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Now, tell us about this new walkway.
Well, the walkway has been something that's been spoken about in Malahide and Donabate for a long time. And I suppose the unfortunate events that happened a number of years ago when the viaduct collapsed sort of created an opportunity as a result of the work done by Éireann Ó Éireann to repair the viaduct. They had to create a road alongside the existing railway track there along the Broad Meadow sector in Malahide. So as a result, they repaired the damages and they've left a road. So it's created an opportunity for a walkway to be created between Donabate and Malahide. I suppose what's it's been in gestation for a couple of years at this stage. Fingal County Council are managing the project in consultation with Éireann Ó Éireann and with the Department of Parks and Wildlife and people like that. The newsworthy bit of it, I suppose, is that they have now been in the position and have done since last Friday, good Valentine's Day, to put on display the plans as they are proposing at the moment. So it's on public consultation at Malahide Library at the moment. It will then go over to Donabate. It's also available in the Swords, Fingal County Council offices as well. Mm-hmm. Now, the proposal is probably more than I would have envisaged in that it sort of starts people at one end in Newbridge House and the other end in Malahide Castle. Mm-hmm. So in length, you're talking about 6.1 kilometres. The reason for that is that a lot of people who will probably come and hopefully use the Broad Meadows Way, as they're going to call it, will probably come by car and need somewhere to park their cars, and particularly Malahide, and I'm sure parking is an issue. So by starting the walk or the way in Malahide Castle, there is ample parking around the vicinity of the castle. So one starts in the castle, walks down the avenue in Malahide Castle, not sure if you're familiar with it or not, and you're down onto the Dublin Road and then onto a section called Hamlin's Lane, which brings you down onto Bissell Strand. So you're then down onto the estuary. Now, at any of these points, you can obviously join it. You don't have to start from Malahide Castle. So if you were coming to Malahide by train, you might get off the railway station and go straight to Hamlin's Lane and start from there. So it'll depend where you're coming or going to.
But there's been no objections. Sorry, Anthony, there's been no objections at all.
I don't think so. There would obviously be certain
environmental concerns.
Well, there would be certain environmental concerns with people, maybe particularly on the Donabate side, because you have a lot of nesting birds, things like that. So you have to be careful. You have to do it in a proper manner. You know, you can't create a whole new structure and, you know, forget about everything that's there. But in fairness to Fingal, I think they're doing it in a very responsible way. And I think what they're proposing will address any concerns I would hope that people will have. But this is an opportunity for people to go along, see what's been proposed, and consider whether it's worthwhile or not. You know, as I say, there is going to be a nice walk then from the Donabate side up to Newbridge House, going down sort of lanes and sort of alongside a river and things like that. So, you know, it brings you in the old gates of Newbridge House and up to the house. So, you know, all in all, I think it'll be a very worthwhile exercise for both Donabate and Malahide, and indeed Swords, because it'll create an opportunity for people who might decide they want to walk around the whole estuary and go into the inner estuary as well. So, you know, it doesn't, I think it's going to have wonderful opportunities. The Greenway that's in existence in Mayo has been an enormous success down there, and I can't see why this wouldn't be something similar. You know, to be able to cycle from Malahide Castle to Newbridge House and Donabate, or alternatively walk or whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Sorry, yeah. Andrew, Anthony, I was going to ask you that. Yeah. I was going to ask you that. Was there a veto on bikes? But obviously you said people could cycle as well.
I think it'll maybe, my understanding is that it'll be sufficiently able for bicycles.
Great.
But, you know, I suppose it'll depend on the usage and all that.
I'd say be more walking, though, Anthony, because
I would think that's
people are onto this health thing now, as well as the sights.
It's good for us locals as well as visitors, you know, and it should create opportunities for all the restaurants and cafes and bars we have in Malahide, you know, sort of. And I would hope they might even create a few little businesses that if, you know, the bicycle thing is relevant to it, people may not come with their own bicycles, so may need to hire a bicycle or something locally. So there should be hopefully little opportunities for people to create businesses alongside it as well, I'd hope.
Yeah, well, you are talking about to bring the rented bikes into the suburbs, and this is a way to do it now.
Well, it's an opportunity. You know, it would be, I think, I've put in myself and others have as well requests for, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, the bike scheme as we know it in Dublin is largely a city phenomena. Mm-hmm. And, you know, would you have the volume of people in Malahide or Howth, wherever else I've asked for it? I'm not so sure. I hope you would. And I would encourage that it happens. But, you know, this becomes an opportunity, you know, for a private individual who might see an opportunity to have 10 bikes outside a shop or something and rent them out or whatever, or maybe up at the railway station in Donabate or the railway station in Malahide or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
so
and save,
it would be opportunities.
It would save a lot of problems with traffic as well, but that's another story.
You know,
isn't it?
But, I'd say that's just a secondary thing. I think, to be honest, it's more recreational, but I'm sure there are a lot of people who would have occasion to go from Donabate, Malahide, and maybe walking across the estuary would be a lot easier than having to jump in your car and drive all the way around. So,
okay.
You know, I'm sure there's a little green benefit there as well.
Okay, Anthony, now the display is on at the moment and people can go and look at the plans and all the particulars to do with this. But when is it possible, do you think, that it will reach fruition?
It finishes on the 28th. There's an extended opening on the 25th, which is next Wednesday night, I understand, in Malahide Library.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Malahide Library, I say the 28th of February. It continues on then in Donabate as well, up to the 5th of March, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, you know, there are plans there where people can go in and look at them themselves. I think they're fairly self-explanatory. But, you know, sometimes it's good to meet people who have a bit more knowledge, and I suppose people that might be a bit more concerned, mm-hmm. that would be the kind of people you'd be aiming for that would go in and engage with the officials and maybe, you know, voice any concerns or at least, you know, tease out. Because, you know, if there are experts out there or people of knowledge or people that can make a contribution, can enhance the thing, you know, why not do it now when we have an opportunity?
Yeah, and you've sort of left sort of amenable to most people that even if they're working until 8 o'clock in the evening, they can go and view.
Well, yeah, it's an opportunity. So, you know, for most of us who are working 9 to 5, it's difficult to get into the library, but it's open on a Saturday as well. So, you know, there is an ability for one to visit as well, you know, sort of for those who are fortunate to be up on Saturdays.
Okay. But I don't want to put you on the spot, but all things going well, what's the duration you think before you
it's going to be a long-term project. It's probably going to take another 3 or 4 years, I would think. Realistically, before you'll sort of be able to walk or cycle across it, I think, in a meaningful way. So, it's been going on for quite a while. It's been spoken about for quite a while.
At least
this is the first concrete evidence of movement on it, I think, you know.
Okay, thank you very much, Anthony, and congratulations, actually, on the initiative, and it's terrific, and let's hope it's a little bit sooner or later.
Well, hopefully it'll come to fruition, and maybe when it does, we can take a walk across ourselves together.
It's a little more than talk now, once the plans have been done.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
Okay, Noel, thank you very much for calling me.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.